The Traveler's Journal, May 4th. Visiting the Mountains of Vietnam. Normalization of relations between the U.S. and Vietnam has unleashed a flood of visitors eager to see this lush land in Southeast Asia. Though the visible wounds from decades of war have healed, both the landscape and its people have been indelibly altered by the tribulations of war and by the foreign powers, French, Japanese, and American, who occupied them for over a century. But at least one cool corner of old Vietnam remains, beckoning adventurous travelers. On a high plateau in the mountains northwest of Hanoi, not far from the Chinese border, lies the town of Sa Pa. Reminiscent of a Himalayan village of several decades ago, Sa Pa has a reputation as something of a placid Eden, picturesque, unspoiled, and inexpensive. From noon Saturday to noon Sunday, brightly clad mountain tribespeople still gather in market bazaars, relatively unaffected by the mixed blessings of mass tourism. Proud Hmong men huddle in dark skullcaps and indigo tunics. High-cheeked Zhao women, their red cloth headdresses embroidered in silver coins and tassels, carry themselves with the bearing of rustic royalty. In fact, much of Sa Pa's daily life still proceeds as before the first French arrived around 1850. Though not wealthy, Sa Pa projects simple prosperity. The area's green mountains, lush valleys, and authentic villages make fascinating excursions on foot or bicycle, though a good guide's essential. With Western faces still relatively rare, Sa Pa remains a someplace more than slightly different. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Visit us online at travelersjournal.com.